This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 21. Well, we had cattle markets start out pretty strong yesterday. Cattle on feed report didn't give us quite the bearish numbers that the trade was bracing for. So we had a nice start to the market. In fact, feeders were up over $4 right out of the gate, but we couldn't hang on to it, and the market backed off. We were still higher on the day, but the market gave up quite a bit of its early support, and we closed about mid-range. So not a lot of energy by the end of the day after a good solid start to the session. And that goes for both lives and feeders. In the cash trade, last week we were around 178. That was down 2 on the week. Dressed at 281 would have been down 5 on the week. Box beef values yesterday were higher. Choice up 188 at 296. Select up 25 cents at 271. The spread gained $1.61. We're sitting at 24.80. Movement was a pretty impressive 135 loads. So if there's something you can point at least box beef movement got the week started on a solid footing. Normally on Monday is a fairly light day. It's rare to even be over 100 loads. So to be at 135, that's a good solid start. Slaughter rate yesterday, an average 125,000 head. So that's equal to where we were a week ago, about 5,000 less than where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index, yesterday was at 221.85, and the seven-day average was at 225.92, which was down 272. So the daily average is still another, $4 below what the average is. So it's going to continue to drag on that seven-day average. And we've been dragging for quite a while. That average here just three, 4 weeks ago was sitting around 243. Right now we're at 225, 226. So we've seen just a steady decline over the last 3 weeks. And, the futures have kind of led the way. They stalled out here a bit before the cash did. And then when the board looked like it just was not going to recover, the cash started to come along. We don't see a lot of indication that the cash is recovering just yet either. So obviously that would be helpful to get some support from the cash trade. Seasonally, we're normally moving higher this time of year. In fact, we tend to put in seasonal highs right around that first week of December. Well, that's just around the corner, and the market has not given us any indication that it's willing or able to turn this corner and at least give us something on the upside. It's surprising because the demand base has been very strong. Even with record high prices and inflation, consumer demand hung right in there. And then once it looked like inflation's under control, then the market turned south. So it's kind of a paradox to see that kind of price action. I think that box beef values have backed off a little bit. We're down about $6 over the last 2 weeks on the choice. Select has basically just hovered back and forth around the same price level over the last 2 weeks. So perhaps consumer demand is slowing down. I wouldn't think so. We might be importing more beef. I haven't seen too much evidence of that. There's definitely more beef around the world market. Australia has gone through a severe drought. They are going through a herd liquidation phase. The Australian buyers, which normally absorb a lot of their beef, have not increased their buying. So they're pushing it into other markets, and one of those is the United States. So I think that's part of the pressure coming into our beef market. But by and large, that's not enough to really satiate, the strong underlying demand of the U.S. consumer. I don't think this market is over yet. Yes, our placements have been higher than the prior year for 2 months in a row. On feed, numbers are higher the last couple months. And that's certainly going to probably keep a lid on things. But in the bigger picture, the more numbers you're placing in the feedlots, there's going to be a pretty high percentage of heifers in that mix. And we haven't even started herd rebuilding yet. So that phase has still yet to come. And all those heifers going into the feedlots, most of them are going to stay there. So we've had quite a cleansing in this market, but I don't think this long-term bull market is over. We still have another phase to go through, which tends to be the bullish the most bullish part of this longer-term cycle. And eventually, we'll be looking at herd rebuilding. And that might not happen until the spring. You know, we want to see what kind of grass conditions we have in the southern plains. It's been fairly dry down there over the last month and a half or so. So perhaps there's not as much enthusiasm for bringing calves onto winter wheat pasture or even winter grazing. But if you get some spring rains and the grass is there, I think the demand for calves will really perk up. And that begins that process. So it might take a while to turn this ship around, but I do think there is still some gas left in this bull tank over the big picture. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.